Our next person up, please welcome a Subud member and longstanding. This is a woman who has had a tremendous journey in her life and through Subud, and Subud obviously supporting that. Was a welder at a time when women were not expected to be welders back in the 60s and 70s. Raised a son as a single mom, raised a son. Not only did she raise him, provided for him by being a welder in the 60s and 70s, but this man grew up to be a state representative, Reuven Carlisle. Not only a state representative, but one who really has a sense of a vision, I think, for this state. And does some brilliant work, especially in opposing the coal trains or demanding that there be an environmental impact statement for that. So we're very grateful for her parenting work, for her novel, Torch in the Dark, which is an amazing read. It's one of these books where it's like, well, she's a Subud member. I've got to read it, you know, and then I start reading it and I can't put it down. It's really remarkable. So please welcome Hadiya Carlisle.
Paul, you know how to put it on. Okay, does this work? Okay. Let's see. Okay. My poem is Marching for Peace. I marched. I marched with MLK. I marched for Selma, for the four little girls, Addie Mae, Denise, Cynthia, and Carol, bombed in the Birmingham church basement. I marched to get out of Vietnam. Over and over, get out now, peace now. My heart hurt for the dead, for the maimed bodies of the My Lai massacre. I didn't march for Iraq when Bush bombed. No, I watched, my heart hurt too much. I watched from my brownstone walk-up in Brooklyn's Park Slope, watching the landscape after 9/11. No marches, no hope. Shrugging my shoulders, what could I do? Iraq, Afghanistan. The leaders saying bombing will do it. I don't understand. Dead and maimed bodies of Hiroshima, Nagasaki. To this day, I believed I had a voice. Do you believe war is wrong? I studied Gandhi, nonviolent resistance, studied hope for the next generation. Democracy is a cruel word. Now Rachel Maddow says we will go to Syria. I don't know the politics. I don't know if there is oil. I do know war breaks bodies. Marching, marching won't save the hope. Won't save the maimed bodies of the soul. Maimed bodies, I don't have to live with a lost limb from a landmine, a lost arm from an IED. No, I don't. Now I know my voice is small, a whisper to the world. Where are the voices of my generation? Like me, covered in the daily details of iPhones, iPads, Trader Joe's, Costco. Like me, we're hidden behind the barricade. We don't want to come out. I need to wake up, old body and all. Wake up. I don't have the passion now when I march to get out of Vietnam. But I do know the truth. I want to leave this earth awake. My feet still stepping, marching for life.